As we've reported, Pakistan's army is continuing its offensive against Taliban and al-Qaeda militants. The Pakistani government soldiers number about 28,000. They're battling about 10,000 insurgents. Perhaps the toughest fighters in the insurgency are from the Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan. Sirojuddin Tolibov is with the BBC's Uzbek service. He's in London. Now, why do these Uzbek fighters have such a fierce reputation, Siroj?
Because they have very strong military background. Some of them used to be soldiers of the Soviet army during the invasion to Afghanistan in 1980s. And some of them had military trainings in Pakistan with CIA during 1990s. So they are experts, masters on guerrilla war. All these years, over the last 10, 15 years, they have been involved in fighting. This is their bread and butter.
Mm. And how did they end up in Waziristan in the first place?
We have to go back to 1990s, before the collapse of the Soviet Union in Uzbekistan, where a group, Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, was set up with the ideas of setting up Islamic State with Sharia law. Eventually, when Karimov, the current president, started repressive policy towards them, most of them fled to Tajikistan, where civil war was going on. In 1998, they moved from Tajikistan to Afghanistan and joined the Taliban. And when American invasion began, they found safe havens in tribal areas of Waziristan, South Waziristan and North Waziristan.
Now, these Uzbek militants provide military talent to this area of South Waziristan, but how does their presence there actually complicate the current situation?
These IMU fighters, Uzbek fighters, they don't have anything to lose. It's difficult for them to escape somewhere else. They can't go back to Uzbekistan. They can't go to Pakistan. They can't go to Afghanistan. The only place they can stay and fight like lions in a cage, South Waziristan. So they will fight till the end.
And if you compare them to the Waziris, the people who inhabit Waziristan, would you call them kind of really foreign fighters? I mean, in terms of their language, culture, and religion? I mean, how different are they to the locals?
The only common thing that they have with the Waziristani people is their religion. All of them Muslims. But most of the IMU fighters have very good education, secular education. They are graduates from the universities, military background. They are teachers, specialists on engineering, construction, architecture, everything. And their language is also different. They speak in Uzbek, which belongs to a Turkic group of languages. And Waziristani people, most of them speak in Pashto. And also, they are facially also different. Uzbeks are more close to Chinese or Mongolian type of people, while Waziristani people are darker and Caucasian type.
Now, you mentioned ties between the Uzbek militants and Uyghurs in Xinjiang province in China. I mean, is that a relationship that one should be alert to?
You see, Uyghurs and Uzbeks are almost the same nation. Closest language to Uzbek is Uyghur. And they look the same and they have the same history. You can't divide them into various groups. They are united under one ummah, the aim of which is to establish Islamic caliphate.
In this part of the world?
Throughout the world.
Throughout the world.
Of course. And this idea will lead them. And they say, so we are not going to lose. If we die, we'll go to paradise. If we win, then we win.
Siroj Tolibov with the BBC's Uzbek service. Thank you for explaining this to us.
Thank you.